It's a snowy day at the Brotherhood Bridge Trail in Juneau, but Alana Johnson is thinking about summer.
This whole entire area would just be like covered with moss. And it kind of reminds me of like a fairy, little fairyland.
She points to a stand of trees across the trail.
And the forest is just completely lush green. Sometimes it's so thick, you would not even be able to see from like here to there.
As her boots crunch along, she stays vigilant. She knows what she's looking for.
Under a branch or something, or like the space in the bottom of a tree, there's usually mushrooms in there.
And so it's in the February cold, there are only conchs, a woody, bitter shelf mushroom. But Johnson says the forest is abundant with edible mushrooms during the rest of the year. She's been bringing locals and tourists out here for nearly a decade with wicker baskets and a stack of field guides. She calls these outings mushroom forays. Her small business, New Earth Fungi, is a combination farm and education outlet where Johnson hopes to demystify fungi as food. Mushrooms have always been a hobby for Johnson, but when the pandemic hit, she decided to make them her livelihood. She was serving as a Peace Corps member in the Caribbean when all volunteers were evacuated.
I was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I felt depressed about the whole situation. And then I was like, you know what? Like, maybe this is the time to like start my mushroom business.
She had been an amateur mushroom cultivator for years. So the business started with a few batches of homegrown oyster mushrooms, a popular variety known for its mild, savory flavor.
Because they're pretty easy for me to grow, and a lot of people are familiar with them. They love oyster mushrooms.
But soon, she wanted to move beyond common varieties to bring new flavors and textures to local palates.
So it's like, okay, what do people want to eat? And then what can I provide that people have not eaten before? Like maybe lion's mane. And they see it in the grocery store. They're like, what is that weird thing? And it's like got little like tentacles. But then I tell them how to cook it, and now it's become more popular, and I tell them what the medicinal benefits are, and they're just in love with it. And it tastes, I mean, it's one of my favorite mushrooms, honestly.
Now she cultivates 8 different kinds of mushrooms. They grow out of large plastic bags that line the white metal shelves of her fruiting room, which she operates out of her home. A combination of education and cultivation form the foundation of Johnson's business plan. She refined and pitched that plan at the Path to Prosperity Business Bootcamp last fall. It's an annual business development competition hosted by Spruce Root, a nonprofit focused on community development. This year, the prize was a $25,000 grant for 2 recipients. Johnson was one of them.
When I got off the phone with her, I just like broke down. I like called my parents and I just started crying because I feel like I've put so much work, like time and energy into like all of this. And sometimes it can feel like there's definitely days where I'm like, why am I doing this?
Johnson says local demand for her mushrooms has been high since she launched the business in 2020. They're sold in a handful of grocery stores and restaurants across Juneau, but she's been struggling to keep up. Cultivating mushrooms on a large scale is hard. It demands space, time, and a sterile environment. Johnson says the prize money will be a relief. She'll use it to invest in mushroom sterilizing equipment and maybe a larger commercial space. She also hopes to hire help, which will free up time for the things she loves most, mushroom forays.
It's just such a relaxing but like healing thing to just be like connected and just know like what things are around you and to have a greater appreciation and respect for food.
And she believes that connection with local food goes hand in hand with a connection to the land itself.
I feel so connected to this place through mushrooms too. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Johnson will resume her mushroom forays in the summer. In the meantime, she's excited to provide the foundation for Juneau's mushroom-based meals. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.